There we go. Now we're live.
Hard enough.
So
yeah. Surprise.
Okay, we're live. Hey, so, everybody. I'm Matthew.
Hey, Matthew. I'm Josh.
Why are you talking to Matthew? This isn't an AA meeting. I'm Doug.
I am also Josh.
I am Spartacus.
Yeah, we're all Spartacus.
So what's up, guys?
Nothing much. Just, you know, living the dream, calling it out, doing the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Matt.
He's on his phone. That's why no one can hear him or see him. He's like an imaginary friend.
Why would he be on his phone? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but Matt is currently.
Makes sense.
Oh, there you are.
What
up? You know what's really funny about that joke is I was looking at the different screen with the news. It would have taken me a long time to figure out you were actually there.
We should have just kept going.
I would have been just like, man, what a piece of shit that guy is. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't tell me anything. Oh, hey, Matt.
Oh, Damon, we should have.
We really should have.
Oh, well.
Yeah, he was about to go into a tirade about.
I know.
I was going to really let loose.
Chris, don't be racist.
You're not a race.
You're not a race.
Chris, are we the Spooky Scary Podcast?
Yeah, that's the title.
Hi, Preacher.
Is it going to be a Halloween edition?
I mean, no, because, well, wait.
Scary.
Yeah, because we're not recording on Halloween. That's stupid.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, because next Wednesday is Halloween, and who wants to be doing a show on Halloween?
Yeah, we're going to be, we got trick-or-treaters and shit.
When you could be working all night.
That's true. You would be making a lot of money.
Making that bank, son.
I mean, I guess.
Chris, do you prefer to call it making that bread or making that cheddar?
I prefer cheddar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, we've really,
I like cheddar is the thing.
We've really got to get the cheeses down.
Like, I prefer a nice brie.
Munster and Hogante.
I like
that
feta.
Brie money.
Feta is the king of salad cheeses.
I like a nice blue cheese.
What, Chris?
A nice blue cheese.
Gross. You disgusting.
You're gross.
Wow.
Get
wow.
out.
What is wrong with you? Blue cheese is amazing.
What's wrong with you? Look at your goddamn camera.
Look at your camera. You guys look like shit.
What?
You guys look like shit.
Why is it? Look at your camera. If you're not going to look at that computer,
oh, now we see the mic. The magic.
Fine.
Oh, yeah.
There
yeah.
we go.
Oh, okay, great.
Chris, you're Jesus. A sick freak.
Everyone look at my genitals for this podcast.
Well, at least someone would.
I was worried that Matt wasn't going to come to the car with me.
I'll put this on Baymax's head.
When Josh picked me up, the first thing he texted me was, make sure you put pants on.
Oh, I like
I'm like in Batman now. I'm at a Dutch angle.
Yeah, I know, right? Like things are weird.
It's like you're in the first Thor. Just Dutch angles. No reason.
There was no reason.
Hey, Kenneth Branagh's a real director.
Well, hey, Chris,
Did
you see that Henry Cavill named his trailer for the Witcher show Kaer Morhen?
I did.
The keep that the Witchers live in?
I did. What a huge fucking nerd.
I know. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy about this.
He did?
Yeah, he named it, and it's like on the side of his trailer. Because he's actually, the reason he lobbied to be cast as Geralt is he's actually a huge fan of the games.
But he's not a fan of Gwen.
Yes, he loves Gwen.
Someone needs to give him a wedgie and throw him in a locker.
That they released a brand new game.
His framing's great.
Did you see that CD Projekt Red announced a new game today? Or they released a new game this week?
Thronebreaker is now
Thronebreaker, the single-player story-based Gwent game.
Gwent?
It's a 30-hour campaign.
They need a little bit of finishing money for Cyberpunk, so they have to churn out Gwent.
I'm trying to think the last time a company milked this one game this long.
I hope they only do one game at a time forever.
Because, Chris, when was the last time a game just kept getting re-released in different versions?
Is it Skyrim?
Skyrim! That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. When was the last time Bethesda made a game? By the way, the Fallout 76 beta was last night.
I thought it was for
the first of many betas.
Yeah.
Fantasy fans pay for everything. The, you know, that's Warcraft. Yeah,
it's true,
the first opening for that.
God, it's like,
we can just keep releasing Warcraft. But over, we just add a thing or take a thing away. Expansions or throw a meteorite.
So how was the Fallout? Anybody?
Yeah. I didn't play it.
Here's the thing. Here's what makes me nervous about Fallout. No one's talking about Fallout after the debut of the beta last year.
Is that the thing? They all agree on it?
Well,
nobody talks.
To be fair, it was a four-hour beta on Tuesday.
Yeah, but to be fair, there should be some discussion and discourse on it.
I guess.
Look, all right, we made fun of this in our group chat, but Bethesda released a letter to its fans leading up to the release of the beta saying, hey, guys, this game's big. It's going to have a lot of bugs, some spectacular bugs. And I'm just sitting there going, how bad and how buggy is this game for Bethesda, the company known for releasing extremely buggy games?
Spectacularly buggy games.
That this is going to be a buggy
game.
But
what if he was talking about giant killer bugs?
No, that's not what he was talking about.
Are you sure?
100%.
Because there are
giant killer bugs. Why would they say that?
I'm okay with this.
Glitch mobs, son.
Hey, I mean, they said this will be really buggy, and everyone's like, "Yeah, and
like, you must be nice to be the one company that doesn't get shit on for your bugs." Meanwhile, Mass Effect Andromeda was run into the ground because of one graphical glitch months before launch.
Spider-Man has a puddle that changed sizes.
Actually, Insomniac did the best thing ever with Spider-Man. Did you hear?
No.
They just released the New Game Plus patch, and they added new stickers for the filters for the photo mode, and one of the stickers is puddles. So you can put puddles anywhere in the game you want.
Yes! Yes!
And I'm just sitting there going,
amazing.
That is how you handle dumb
internet
crises.
No, really. No, but Matt does bring up a great point about Mass Effect. Like, it's true. But the game wasn't really that buggy.
No, it wasn't. But then one graphical glitch defined the game.
Which is crazy.
Meanwhile, Bethesda can release a game that, you know, sure, you can't beat it because there you had a progression breaking bug halfway through.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, game of the year.
Fuck it. Fuck
it. It might be the extremely, like, the I don't know, they have, like, a sense of humor already built into their company. To a certain degree, that Mass Effect has never, like, EA has never really.
Oh yeah, EA doesn't really have a sense of humor, but it's true. But like, I think people who play the Elder Scrolls and even Fallout, they're already ready for the bugs.
Yeah,
and it's a part of the experience. The bugginess and the weirdness is a part of the experience, and it just adds to it.
Now, for some reason, everything Mass Effect is supposed to come out perfect.
Yeah.
Like, right out of the case, and nothing else.
Right, it has to be perfect at every single corner. But it's like, none of the bugs that I've experienced in Skyrim, it was like, or any of the Elder Scrolls games previously, it wasn't like, oh, this, I can't play this game, this is unplayable. It's more of just like, I guess that was a bug.
Yeah.
I'll just restart the save. Like, if you're complaining about this with video games, it's just the nature of the beast, and if you are not familiar with glitches or bugs, then.
But it's so wild because like if you think about it, like if we went to a movie and then at some point the special effects just fucked off for a second, so just all green screen, and we were like, well, it's a Nintendo movie.
What you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? And then in video games, it's like we'd be livid. You'd be going to the front desk screaming at them. But in video games, like it's kind of broken.
It's just part of our charm, guys. We're the company that ships broken games.
So Bethesda is the Sam Raimi video game. Where, like, was that on purpose? Did he fuck up on purpose?
Kind of, but Spider-Man didn't turn into a wire figure halfway through two.
Yeah.
But it was, like, hilarious.
Yeah. I guess that's a great point. If you feel like this might be done on purpose because it's all part of the charm, then that's the experience.
It's not.
It's not.
Can we just look?
I know you love your Bethesda.
I really do.
Okay, but I don't think you're going to enjoy Fallout 76.
I'm not going to play.
Well, see, here's my thing. I think if Spider-Man fucked up in a way that was hysterical, like Spider-Man just turned into Black Cat halfway into the middle of the sky, right? As opposed to everything is literally perfect, and we adjusted the size of this puddle right before we released it.
Yeah. By the
because that's like they will hone in on whatever is wrong, If you make a big enough fuck up, it's just a funny joke as they go by the game.
I have some amazing information about Spider-Man. We'll get to that because the NPD numbers launched yesterday.
They're pretty good, Spider-Man.
You could say that.
Okay,
Chris, you want to jump into comic news? I'll save them for after.
No, let's do it. Let's talk about comic news. So, hey, did you guys like Iron Fist and Luke Cage?
Oh, they're canceled.
Yeah, they're super canceled. So,
Finger snapped his fingers and half the Defenders got canceled.
Well, here's my thing. First of all, that would have been a killer way to end Iron Fist. But second of all, I'm still wondering if this is a real cancellation or if we're getting Daughters of the Dragon and or Heroes for Hire.
I guess it depends on the logistics of the Netflix Disney.
Yeah.
Because with Disney about to launch their own streaming service, I don't think they're going to invest in new shows on Netflix.
Yeah, no, my thing is...
Can they continue those shows on Disney streaming, or are those Netflix's rights?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I would think, you know...
If anything, I would welcome this opportunity. I would hate to lose Coulter as Luke Cage.
Yeah.
But God, if you could recast Iron Fist as someone that has charisma...
Has everybody watched it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you mean season two?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I'm the biggest Iron Fist fan I know, and I cannot be bothered.
They fixed it, Matt.
No.
No, 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 no. Nope. They fixed it. Not, oh, he's better. They fixed it, Matt. As in, he's not Iron Fist anymore.
He's not?
No.
Oh. Okay. Is Davos?
No, well,
they fixed it, Matt.
No, no, no. He's the villain of the season. He steals the Iron Fist. But halfway in, look, spoilers, guys, but it's Iron Fist, so I don't think anybody cares. So halfway in, it's just like trying to tell people, you should go watch Split. And they're like, yeah, but it's M. Night Shyamalan. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to spoil you. Because I'm going to spoil you because it's the only way I'm going to get you to watch the fucking movie. So halfway in, Danny realizes he's been like really shitty at reading the Iron Fist.
Oh my God.
And he goes, I don't think I should have it. I'm going to give it to you, Connie.
Okay.
And so it ends with Connie being Iron Fist. But she's channeling the key into a katana. And then he goes off with the guy from the company, and they go to China, and they're investigating some other shit having to do with Kunlun, and they find some guns that he's got that are weird and have chi powers and stuff. Sure. But he's not the Iron Fist at all.
Okay.
And so I'm wondering if we're going to get Daughters of the Dragon with her as Iron Fist. Like, basically, it's Heroes for Hire and Daughters of the Dragon sort of hybridized into that.
That's cool.
Anyway, which would be
great. Pretty exciting.
To save face, honestly. Because the whole first season, I was wondering why Connie wasn't the Iron Fist. I was like, she's owning this show. She's the only thing holding it up for me until we got to way later in the season. Anyway, go on.
Disney is looking to reboot the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. That's the correct reaction to have.
Brown is fucking the pirate. Sorry.
No, that's the right reaction because the Pirates franchise has been driven right through the center of the earth.
Didn't they go to the center of the earth?
No.
Not only did the franchise get driven to the center, but like it ran Johnny Depp through the ground too. Like between that franchise, Tim Burton, and his own life, right?
All of his credibility is shot.
Gone. He's single-handedly going to take down the Fantastic Beasts franchise because whoever made that fucking mistake.
Yep. Not only whoever made that mistake, but whoever keeps making that mistake.
Yeah. No, it's
he should have changed faces again.
They keep
something.
Defending the mistake.
Yeah.
The guy can shapeshift with the potion. There's no excuse why they can't recast
him.
If we can accept that Terrence Howard has become Don Cheadle, then we can accept
how
that
much
John
better
Jack
would it have been if, like, Colin Farrell had just turned to Bond.
Yeah.
Like
Colin Farrell should have just stayed fucking Grindelwald.
Yeah, he was great.
Because let me tell you this, all right? Caitlin Saki, for those that don't know, went from the first Fantastic Beasts movie going in full costume and everything, tickets ordered, the deluxe version, they got the VIP pass and the special treatment to going, I guess I'll Redbox this one. I just really don't want to support going again.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like that reveal, if it had been, there's literally anybody else of, or like, imagine that reveal like years ago. That would have been killer, right?
Oh, yeah.
But at this moment, and with this franchise too, because this is like a slightly more sensitive, less chosen one, bullshitty franchise. You know what I mean? Like, it's got less problematic ideas in it to begin with. And then you shoved the most problematic actor up its ass. You know, I would have rather, you know, somebody at least on, like, Downey would have been great, because it's he's keeping on his redemptive streak. Like, he's kept that going for fucking 15 years now, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to whittling it away slowly
and
going back to being the asshole.
But what if depth is really good?
It doesn't matter. It could be an Academy Award-winning performance. I think he's still damaged goods.
Even if all of his fucking friends are right about Amber Heard, which I actually do believe because she was arrested for abusing her previous girlfriend, but even if all of the – and he, even if he did fucking nothing, you don't hire that guy right now. I'm sorry.
And we've heard the story about how on the last Pirates he had his lines read to him.
For way less. And it's like – why is Johnny Depp still in these movies?
Yeah.
And why'd you bring him into a new thing? It's one of the reasons I think, like, I think they're making a sequel to the Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually kind of excited about. But one of the reasons I think I didn't rush to get out to that movie was he's in it at all. Now, I'm almost certain, without having seen it, that he's the corpse, which might make it okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It does make it a little better.
Yeah, he's Mr. Body. It's, yeah. You know.
I don't know. It's anyway, what else you got, Chris?
Yeah.
Well, Matt, you know you love movies and you love anime.
I do.
How about a live-action Boku no Hero Academia movie?
A live-action My Hero Academia movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson as All Might.
That's great casting. I don't hate that.
But didn't we just discuss that everything you really like,
yes,
and when it's turned into a live action?
And then you couple that with an anime live action, which is never good to begin with.
So who's the worst Rock style casting that isn't The Rock that could possibly...
I would be like Kellan Lutz.
Steven Seagal is All Might.
No, that's terrible. He's so fat.
Isn't he on the run or something?
Yeah, he's also he can't be in the country.
As All Might.
Yeah, but Jean-Claude Van Damme's making he's in his redemption.
Here's the thing. The Rock is the only human being alive who could fill out the ridiculous proportions of All Might.
John Cena as All Might.
Well, I want to tell you this.
I would believe that.
Batista's on a hot streak, too.
John Cena has the exact same personality and charisma as All Might.
Well, I have some bad news. We've lost John Cena.
What, Chris?
We've lost John Cena to China. John Cena's not coming back. He spent a minute on YouTube talking in Mandarin about how much he loves this specific soy sauce. For his broccoli.
Cena's lost. We can't see him.
We've lost him. He's gone. He's not American anymore. He's fully Chinese.
He's full-on Chinese.
He's full-on Chinese now. We've lost him. We just got to accept that. We broke up with Nikki Bella, and now he's living in China having soy sauce on his broccoli.
So, Chris.
That sounds about right.
Would you say that John Cena has become a soy boy?
Oh. Yeah, technically.
I hate myself for making that.
Is he a proud soy?
I want to point out, for non-wrestling fans, John Cena unveiled a new finisher. It's called the Lightning Fist. And he does one of these numbers, charges up, and just does a swinging back fist at someone.
Wow.
It's
one thing John Cena is known for. Speed. It's his really good finishing move.
It's incredible to watch live because it's such a piece of shit. It's incredible. He did it in the Australia show. It was amazing.
Okay. I'll take your word for it, Chris.
Are you being sarcastic, Chris?
No, I legitimately love it.
Okay.
It sucks. It's a piece of shit, but I love it.
See, this is what I'm talking about. A bad glitch is more fun than a tiny one in a perfect game.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, Chris. What else you got, boo-boo?
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
I was literally writing this as we started.
He crammed.
That's all you got, Chris.
He crammed.
That's all I got.
That's why we don't cram, kids.
Well,
this
you know
is why we don't have nice things.
Hey, Chris, wait for the trade. It came out, so we can catch up now.
Okay.
He waits for the hard covers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, this is a the hardcover should be forthcoming.
The hardcover comes out next month.
Yeah, because
it's going to be the third hardcover.
It's going to be the third hardcover because this is another. There should be one more hardcover, and that should be the end of the series, I think.
Yes.
Oh. Do you want to talk about comics real quick, Matt?
I thought we were.
No. I didn't have a chance to read
His prelude tricked you into thinking, yeah.
What did you read this week, Chris?
I mean, I read last week's comics.
Oh, okay, go. We'll talk last week.
Yeah.
Hold on. I read Batman number 57, 56.
Which one was that?
Oh. That's the one where he fought.
Did it not remind you of Fables?
Well, yes, because it has Buckingham doing art.
So that was Buckingham.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Didn't you read it? Didn't you read the cover?
I didn't.
Yeah, it's Buckingham.
At the cover, you read digitally. DC's been doing these really slick metallic covers that are completely devoid of any writing and logos and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's neat. The interstitial story was done by Buckingham, and they're extremely Fable.
Oh, man, I'm so happy.
It's been so long since Fable existed. It gave me kind of a nice warm feeling inside.
Yeah. Like when you experience the touch of someone that loves you, Chris.
All right. But it was also, in a true Fables form, it was also horribly fucked up.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Have you been reading Nightwing coming out of this?
Oh, wow.
No. I dropped Nightwing at 50.
Okay. So Nightwing's gone through a bit since he's been shot in the head by KG Beast.
Mm.
He's had a bit of a identity shift. So I was curious to see how that kind of worked out because these issues of Batman are him going after KG Beast for revenge.
Yeah. So you've been reading Nightwing?
No, that's why I was asking you about Nightwing.
No, I dropped it. Nightwing steadily was decreasing in quality and. It was just like, at a certain point, I just have to stop.
Well, at least you're learning. You didn't used to stop.
No.
I was going to make a bad joke about, well, Batman also dropped Nightwing when he hit 50.
Aww.
I also read Daredevil, number 609.
Yeah?
The Death of Daredevil.
Yes.
Starts off with Daredevil getting hit by a car.
With Phil Noto on art, if I recall.
Yes, and it's wonderful.
It is. Also, I like the concept that Foggy bringing flowers to Matt Murdock in the hospital. He's like, get the fuck out of here. That smell is driving me crazy.
I think it's funny that he's got a coalition of blind people who are helping him out.
Right?
Because it's him, it's that Inhuman, it's that other guy, and then it's Cypher.
Yep.
And they're just all like being blind, doing hero stuff.
Blind justice.
I think the real interesting thing would be is if they're completely wrong about Wilson Fisk and have just been doing this for nothing.
Yeah.
I think that would be really hilarious.
I think that would.
Thanks.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
I got some video game news for you.
Sure, go for it.
Hey, guess what game came out this week?
I don't know. What?
My Hero Academia Wants Justice.
The cool. Fighting,
the first fighting game for the My Hero Academia series.
We should really just make this a My Hero Academia podcast.
I agree. One half My Hero Academia and one half Dokken Battle.
God, that was a great podcast idea.
Are you so excited that tomorrow they're debuting Super Saiyan Blue Evolved Vegeta and the Dokken Evolution of Jiren?
Yep, saw that. Very exciting.
Toppo?
I don't like Toppo.
But he's got a cool Dokken.
Sure, but I don't like him.
I don't know what this means.
It's fine. You don't have to.
I know.
I think they made up the entire show.
Yes. Chris has been finally watching My Hero Academia.
You're just saying words. You're just making.
It is my present for making me go to the gym. And that's the only place I watch it.
What episode are you on? What was the last thing that happened?
Kachan versus Deku Part 2.
Did you see the fight, or are they about to fight?
They're about to fight.
Oh no. Okay. You're so close.
I know.
Is everybody just fighting?
Yeah,
that's it's anime. Everyone fights.
Everyone was kung fu fighting.
Stop.
Alright, so Chris.
What?
We got some NPD news, my friend.
Tell me.
Big month. we had a bunch of massive games come out. Forza Horizon 4 came out.
Uh-huh.
Spider-Man came out. Dragon Quest XI came out.
Did it?
Uh-huh. NBA 2K19.
Really?
FIFA 19.
What?
A game called Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Who?
You know, some stuff.
Where?
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly. So, all in all, it was officially... Oh, and Destiny 2 Forsaken?
Oh, yeah. I've been playing that.
Officially, the start of the holiday season has begun. Oh, and this month of tracking dipped into October a little. So it had the first week of October. So it also includes Mega Man 11, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and Super Mario Party.
Okay, cool.
So, Chris.
Yeah, what up?
What was the number one selling game of September?
Was it Spider-Man?
It was Spider-Man. And how?
Oh, was it Spider-Man?
Spider-Man outsold. So earlier this year, God of War broke the record for best-selling debut of a PlayStation game in history.
Yeah.
Spider-Man crushed and almost doubled that record in its opening month. Like a comical amount of sales.
Really?
Spider-Man is not only September's best-selling game, it is... Oh, it just cut it. It is the...
That's your fault.
You're my fault.
Where is it?
It is the highest launch of any exclusive in PlayStation history. It is the seventh biggest launch of all time. It is the third... It's already, in 1 month, the third best-selling game of the entire year. And here's my favorite statistic. Spider-Man in its first month sold 37% more than every other Spider-Man game combined.
Is it that good of a game?
It is enough.
It doesn't matter if it's good or not. It's very profitable.
Yes.
Yes.
You're right.
Super lucrative, my friends.
You're right.
So Spider-Man
puddle away
did gangbusters. And what's crazy is how well everybody did. So PlayStation was the top selling system of the month, but every company was up over last year. So every company is doing better. NBA 2K19 is the most profitable in the 2K in the NBA series. Assassin's Creed Odyssey is the most profitable in the Assassin's Creed series. FIFA 19 is the most profitable of the FIFA series. Shadow of the Tomb Raider is the most profitable of the Tomb Raider series. Forza Horizon 4 is the most, is the fastest selling racing game of all time. Super Mario Party, Destiny 2, Dragon Quest XI is the fastest selling and best selling in the entire series. It's crazy. It's been a great month for video games. So yeah.
Okay.
Good times. Also, I'm just happy that Mega Man 11 broke the charts. Go Mega Man 11.
It means it sold more Mega Mans.
With only 3 days of tracking.
More Mega Mans.
That's a good point that Nola Preacher brought up in the chat. It didn't have a Battle Royale mode, so how good could it be?
What game?
Spider-Man.
Oh. It doesn't have a Battle Royale, but it does. It's you versus 100 thugs.
That's no fun.
I mean, that is literally what a Battle Royale is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you versus 100
people. I can't floss after I do it, though.
You can, Chris.
Show me.
You actually go upstairs into your bathroom and fucking floss your teeth, disgusting freak.
Wow.
You got dunked.
No, I didn't.
Call me Jordan, because I'm dunking all over you, Chris.
No, shut up.
No?
Don't you have other stuff to talk about?
You on that one?
No.
Okay. Hey, Chris.
What?
Moving on.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Becker in chat says that's Dynasty Warriors. Is Dynasty Warriors the original Battle Royale where it's just you versus 1,000 people?
Yeah, I think so.
Sure, I guess.
So, Chris. So, those are the MPD numbers. Have you beaten Shadow of the Tomb Raider yet?
I have.
Okay. So have I. We're now a month into from launch. So I feel like we can have a discussion. Because I have feelings about this.
Let's hear your feelings, Matt.
Chris, you go first. What did you think of Shadow of the Tomb Raider?
Ultimately, by the end, I liked it. But it's not like an overwhelming thing like Rise of the Tomb Raider was, which I thought was really pretty perfect, but hampered by its release date, which was terrible. I think this game has a lot of issues with its narrative, in that it's nonsense. But I thought that the actual tomb and the tomb raiding and the crypt finding were good. Ultimately, I would say if you were to buy it, it would be on sale. Pretty steeply discounted, because it's not worth $60.
I mean, the game hasn't been selling as well as they hoped. It's already heavily discounted.
Yeah.
I will agree with you on one point. The tombs and the challenge tombs and the crypts were amazing. If that was all the game was, this would be a game of the year contender.
You can see what you can see. They put all their energy into these fucking tombs. But
unfortunately, there's a story.
Garbage.
And our, I'm going to put it to you this way, Chris.
Yeah.
This is a trilogy: Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Right?
It absolutely is.
This is the X-Men 3, the Spider-Man 3.
Oof! Yeah, it is.
Because here's the biggest gripe, and this is what killed me. Okay. All right. So the entire game series, Trinity has been the big bad. They're the ones responsible for your dad's death, for all the troubles that you had as a character. They have been the driving force of all three games, right?
Yeah.
You got Jason Rourke, the guy who killed Anna in Rise of the Tomb Raider, and who's been hunting you down and doing stuff to you all through Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even beat the big bad, the leader of Trinity in this game. And then you find out that everything Trinity has been doing throughout history has been leading to this moment. And they bring the High Council of Trinity. All the leadership is here. And they kill everyone off camera.
Yep, they sure do.
You're climbing up to the final temple, and someone goes, hey, where's Jason Rourke, the secondary antagonist, the leader of the military portion? And they're like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
All the High Council's dead. And you're like, wait, what? So that's the resolution for our game? All the big bads that we've been going up against for the entirety of a trilogy, and they all die off camera.
Did they say?
Well,
nope.
To be fair, Rourke did die on camera. He's in the APC that's overrun with the pie.
That was him?
That was him.
Wow, that's how memorable of a character that was when I didn't know. I thought it was just a random soldier that they showed being gutted.
Nope, that's him.
At what point did they were, was he like, Rourke?
No. It's real anticlimactic.
That is a good word for it.
I believe in text I told you it was the straight-to-DVD Asylum version of Uncharted.
Yeah, Chris described Shadow of the Tomb Raider as the straight-to-DVD Uncharted. And it was the most apt comparison I'd ever heard.
I'm very sad because I feel like you know the first game got a lot of buzz. The second game was amazing, but the worst time period to be released in. And this game could have continued on that trend, and it wasn't.
Yeah,
lots of sacrifice here. Ugh.
But you know what I will say in its favor? It's pretty short.
Yes. And I mean, you know me, Chris. At a certain point, I was like, I don't care about completing everything. I just want to power through this story.
Yep.
I don't know. I was very annoyed because it was a slog to get through at the beginning. And then when the story finally started picking up, nothing happened with it.
I had the same thing where I was the first maybe 6-7 hours. I was like, I don't really care about this. And then it got a little interesting. But I was like, man, those first 6 or 7 hours, I could have really used some hype.
My problem is this whole cataclysm and apocalypse thing really amounted to a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. It's also really telling that...
here's a flood, okay? And then, like, and the second thing's a storm, and you never see that happen. And then there's an earthquake, and nothing happens. You feel an aftershock. And then there's like, and then there's an eclipse, and it's all amounts to a big wet fart.
Yeah, and what's weird is that city is what is it, Cozumel?
Yeah,
yeah, that's a major a tourist port that's been washed away forever because of Lara's fault. And she's okay with it. She's not nearly as bothered as she should be for killing all those people. She's like, she gets sad, and then Jonah's like, wasn't your fault, Laura. She's like, you know what? You're right. It wasn't my fault. Yeah. She's such a sociopath. It's incredible. Also, as a nitpick, Matt, how frustrating is the archive system? Like when you find treasure and notes.
Yeah. And then you try to open up your map and it automatically goes to her reading about something you give zero shits about.
Well, and also everything is sorted by like story chain. So if you don't know what the fuck story chain you're working on, you're going through everything.
Also that.
Wow.
Yeah, it sucks.
Shadow of the Tomb Raider comes down to the gameplay when you're actually playing the game is fun. And when you're doing challenge tombs, the game really shines. But anytime the game talks to you, you just zone out.
Oh, yeah. I could not. I was barely listening to the plot at the end.
When the guy's like, I will never let you take Paititi. I am the protector. And then you beat him and he's like, protect Paititi. And you're like.
Oh. I was like, who could care?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that issue a lot where Lara's like, it's like, oh, I have to go do the thing. And it's like, Laura, shut the fuck up. No one cares. And Jonah's like, but Laura, you have to do the thing to protect people. No, shut up, Jonah. You should be dead.
Pretty much.
I do think, though, that this trilogy was the right step for Tomb Raider to kind of spruce it up.
Agreed.
But it's rough.
You mentioned that Rise of the Tomb Raider was hampered by a really bad release date, and it was. It launched alongside Fallout 4 and sandwiched in between Call of Duty and, what was the other big game?
I think it was Battlefront 1. Battlefield?
Yeah. Battlefield 1. And it was only on Xbox. So that also hurt it. I will say, this year was no better. They launched the same week as Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, Dragon Quest XI, all this other stuff.
And what I don't understand is a month earlier, they had already gone gold, which means the game was done and they technically could have shipped. If they had launched in August when there was zero competition, Shadow of the Tomb Raider would have mopped up.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Like, no, let's launch against the biggest game
let's
of the
see,
year.
We got this. We have Laura Croft.
That's ballsy.
That's a word for it.
Mm.
And Julian just asked, when does she become the Tomb Raider? Oh, she is now officially the Tomb Raider.
I mean, I guess she's a Tomb Raider now. But there's no moment where she's like, and now I will become a Tomb Raider.
Yes. And now I am now.
Now I have to draw that panel, Chris.
And you know what? I wish she had.
The Tomb Raider.
Because otherwise it's just like, well, I guess I'm just going to keep looking in tombs.
Yeah,
maybe I'll find something cool.
The tribal kid goes, we will take care of the sun. You will be our shadow. And I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, fuck you, Etsley.
I am now Superman 4.
The quest for peace. Everyone in that game is a huge fucking loser.
All right, Chris, let's move on.
Let's move on.
Did you know there's another massive game coming out this week?
What?
So last week we took a week off and Black Ops 4 came out, and it was the best-selling Black Ops of all time.
I have been watching some Black Ops on stream. Blackout mode looks pretty fun.
I'm not going to lie. Their take on Battle Royale has been incredibly successful. People are friggin' loving it.
Okay.
But who cares about Call of Duty? Because guess what comes out this week, Chris?
What?
Some cowboy game.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a sequel to that one on the Xbox. Red Dead Revolver.
Oh, you mean Gun 2?
Yeah, Gun 2.
Not the Castlevania game?
That's also this week.
I know.
Castlevania.
Yeah, that sucks. That really sucks.
not really, because I'm pretty sure the people that are really jazzed for Castlevania are not going to care about Red Dead.
Yeah.
I contain multitudes. I can be jazzed for both.
Agreed. I'm that way. Here's the thing. A, I'm bummed because I'm here in New Orleans and it's being shipped to my home in Florida.
Womp womp.
Two, we can't, unfortunately, the big news story about the launch of Red Dead is not about the game itself, but about the story of the people that made it. Have you been following this?
Oh, yeah.
The kind of crunch where the leaders of Rockstar were bragging that their people were working 100-hour weeks for months on end and treated it like a good thing. And then they were like, no, we promise, it's fine. In fact, all of our employees are now free to talk about it on social media with no repercussions. And let me tell you, who's going to believe that?
Yeah.
So they all anonymously contacted Jason Schreier from Kotaku and listed all of these work conditions that are insane. And I think the one that shocked people the most is that this game has been in development for 7 years. And you could have been working on this for 6.5 years. But if you are not employed with the company when the game launches, you are not credited and you cannot put it on your resume. They remove you from the credits.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
It's bad. I mean, the talk of crunch has been something that people have been talking about in games for. I think it's gotten real kind of an eye on it in the last couple of years with social media.
Yeah,
but this is the ugly truth of how the sausage gets made.
But it's also a good thing because this also gives validity to unionizing the video game workers.
If they can make it happen, yes, they should.
And but they shouldn't be working 100-hour work weeks.
They should not.
That's insane.
No one should be.
It's rough.
And the amount of money that these games make, none of this makes any sense to me. I don't know where this money's going to, because I look at these like lead producers and lead developers, and I was like, that guy definitely does not have two yachts. I don't know what this guy is spending the money on, but he doesn't look like a yacht guy.
Go higher up the food chain for the yacht folk.
Yeah.
But it is something that needs to be, you know, kind of aggressively tackled and unionized. But I mean, until that happens, this crunch thing can't be shamed out of existence.
Or you just don't buy the game.
I mean, yeah, I guess you can do that too.
No. Here's the problem and why a boycott for specifically at least this game is probably the worst thing you can do. Because it's not going to affect the bosses. But the only reason these people stick around with Rockstar and deal with this crunch is because Rockstar as a company grants massive bonuses based on the sales of their games.
Oh, that's fucked up.
And so these people deal with it because they can get up to 5 figures in bonuses.
They get the back end.
Yes. So a boycott is literally saying, hey, sure sucks you did crunch, but I'm going to make sure that you never get anything for it anyway. So I can't in good conscience call for a boycott of Red Dead because all it's going to do is hurt the developers. Rockstar is not going to feel it.
Because they're still making tons of money off GTA.
Yeah, because they're going to launch Red Dead Online
and
make gangbusters, but unless the game itself sells and gets a high Metacritic, these people are going to have done all that crunch and been miserable for nothing. So it's a tough call, but in this instance, I think a boycott's a mistake.
It is time for the video game industry to unionize the developers.
Is there a way to fix crunch?
Here's the thing. It's possible because Spider-Man that we just talked about, massive game, huge success, there was no crunch. Insomniac does not employ crunch. There are companies that do it right. The problem is Rockstar, I'm trying to think of the right Who is a movie director that's very anal and will just
Kubrick.
Sometimes cut
Kubrick.
Swaths of their film and reshoot and do everything?
Kubrick, Fincher, or like Terrence Malick will cut you out of
the
movie after you're
so someone like that, because the reason this game took so long and there's so much crunch is because the creative directors will come up with an idea and implement it, and it will cost weeks and months of time and tons of extra work. So one of the examples that was done in this expose was they were like, hey, we want the cutscenes to have black bars to be more cinematic and be reminiscent of old cowboy films. And everyone agreed that's a great idea. But it's not as simple as just putting black bars on all the cutscenes they had already done. They had to then reanimate and reshoot everything because the framing's different with the black bars. They had to reframe every shot. And they changed the name of the major hub city. It originally had a name, and then they found out, because this is how long the game's been in work, that Mafia 3 had a city with the same name. So they had to rename the city. But it's not that simple as just changing the dialogue. They had to bring in all the voice actors and recap and reshoot those lines, which involved reanimating all the characters' mouths to match the new dialogue. And all the
there's probably signs the assets. On the town.
So they kept adding it, and apparently characters, cities, quest lines, storylines, everything has been changed and cut and tweaked.
Yeah.
And that all compounds. So it's weird.
And your release date probably stays the same the whole time.
Yeah,
right.
There's a lot of problems here because this is the problem with there's a lack of previs. From my understanding of this is a lack of previs. This is a lack of clearances. I don't understand how Rockstar can't get anything cleared. They should have known that name wasn't cleared because Mafia 3 was already in development, right?
Yeah. No, so, at the time, I don't think they did know. This game started in 2011. Mafia 3 was well into the next gen of consoles. That's the thing.
So that's the thing.
When you clear something that you're holding, it shouldn't have been able to get it.
Exactly.
Mafia 3 shouldn't have been able to get
it. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. No, but here's the problem. It's not like Rockstar is going over to EA and sharing their storylines and stuff.
Yeah, but they have to file it. Like, you have a handful of players that will file the names to these products and to these, like, these
town names.
Yeah,
well,
town
I think Rockstar holds that all close to their vest because Rockstar is the only company that never has leaks. And that's probably because they hold that stuff until the very end.
But they've also been notorious for this crunch shit, like that. The one guy got a shit ton of trouble for L.A. Noire, but this is probably just the standard at the company.
Oh, yeah.
And he got thrown under the bus for doing it, but he was just doing what everybody fucking does.
There was a story I found on Twitter, and it was someone that works in the dev department, I think the art department. And she was telling the story of how she was working at an office on a game, and it was crunch time. And 30 minutes a week, she would bake cakes. And everyone would come to the break room and eat cake and take a break. And it was actually proven that on cake day, they got more work done. They were more productive.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently, the execs found out, told her she had to stop. Or that if she did it, it had to be during the lunch break when people were already busy. And so she just quit because she was pressured by the executives to stop. And then it turns out the company she worked for was Team Bondi, the L.A. Noire people, and the execs were Rockstar, coming down and being like, you can't do that. So, yeah, this isn't 100% a Rockstar issue.
Yeah. Yeah. They're leading the way in crunching.
Yeah.
And this is how these things always work, though, is that cake time thing. It actually is better for your fucking bottom line to be nice to your fucking workers.
Yeah.
And there are just certain types of people that refuse to accept that type of information. Because I think in the end of the day, it's actually like a power trip to have fucking slaves as opposed to having workers. It's not even about the money. If it were about the money, you'd listen to your research. You'd listen to the real research, not whatever, you know, common sense bullshit's in your head. It tells you you have to work people around the clock for months. As you know, when it shows, if you give them fucking a piece of cake, you get a lot more done. If they give them sporadic rests the entire day, I bet you they get twice as much done in a day.
Yeah.
But the longer you get worked without any rest, without mental rest, the worse you do, and the slower you're actually going,
You get in there, you can't force human beings to work faster and for longer. You'll get you get reduced dividends every time. And it's just like like the thing in, I want to check up on it, the thing in Utah where they just they had all this empty housing, and they just gave it to their entire homeless population, and they saved like $1 billion that year.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is how things actually work.
But yeah, so it's a sticky situation, and there's no easy way to go about it, basically. But yeah.
But they should unionize. That's.
But let's end on a happier story from this week, because who doesn't love Smash Brothers news? We love leaks.
I don't love Smash Brothers news.
We love guessing the new characters, right?
I hate Smash Brothers.
What?
I hate Smash Bros. I don't think you're listening to me.
Yeah. What was it?
I hate Smash Brothers.
Yeah, but you can understand the excitement of like trying to figure out who the new guest character is.
I don't understand the mechanics of the game.
Doesn't matter.
Sure, but I hate it. Thanks, I hate it.
It doesn't. The mechanics of the game doesn't make any sense. There's this percentage bar, and you knock things away, and they fly all over the place, and you keep on smashing buttons, and they hit each other. It doesn't make any sense. This game doesn't take any skill.
You've explained everything. Well,
some Smash 10-year-old is going to throw a brick through your window.
I hope so. Let it. Bring it.
Anyway.
Only if their mom can drive them.
All right, there was a big leak today. Whether or not it's true, there's a big debate going on today about whether it's true or just the standard like fake leak.
Okay.
And they say the new characters are Banjo-Kazooie on loan from Microsoft, which would be a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh no!
Ken from Street Fighter.
Why?
Geno from Super Mario RPG.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, okay. I like that one.
Isaac from the Golden Sun series.
Eh, whatever.
And the Chorus Kids and Mock Rider from games I've never played, so whatever.
I like Geno. Geno, I think, might be the best one of that bunch.
I want Isaac.
Geno's right.
No one wants Isaac.
Still, one day someone's going to have to explain Smash Brothers to me.
Yeah.
Listen, Grandpa, no one's got to explain Smash to you. It's a life.
No, but that's also the same day I want someone to explain the Flat Earthers to me as well. So it should we should do an episode of Flat Earthers Smash Brothers.
I would love to know the Venn diagram of that.
Flat Bros.
Oh, Flat Bros is literally probably what they're called. If not, they are called it now.
Hold on. Let me Google that real quick. Flat Earther Smash Brothers. Huh.
We got to have Desmond on if we're going to talk about Flat Earthers. Yeah. He's the expert on them.
There is a thing on the Smash boards for Flat Earth Society.
Really?
Smash Earth Society. Flat Smash.
I'm done. When can I clock out of life?
Here's something from GameFAQs.
Arby's
are like Flat Earthers.
Oh, Chris. Let's
wow.
Move on.
Sorry, wormhole.
Let's move on. This is bad.
Boy, that was something.
By the way, Chris, have you been reading the chat? Because Julian's been fucking killing it. And so
what
is
Crystal.
They're just being very active and engaging in chat.
Oh, good.
That's good. Do it.
Good job, guys. Spread the word. I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's like herpes.
The earth is not the earth where you're standing is flat. The earth itself is not flat.
The smash is not the bro, nor the bro is the smash.
I hate everything you're saying.
But also the earth where you're standing isn't flat either. So
it feels flat, but it's not flat.
Perception is strange.
Hold a basketball really close to your fucking eyes and look at it.
Is it so someone could smash the basketball into your face?
First of all, spoilers.
Hey, did you know you can tell if you have cancer by putting your hand up against your face, Josh?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, remember that really funny joke I told you today or the other day? And you were like, all right, that's actually pretty good.
No.
What is the joke?
I'm pulling it up.
What is the joke?
I'm pulling it up.
It's probably not good, whatever it is.
You said it was.
Did I?
I think we're learning.
I really hope I said it was good.
Chris, you said... Yeah, where is it?
Very convincing, Matt.
Hate you. You said I'm smiling despite myself.
I don't remember the joke. Tell me again.
All right. I spent $599 on a limousine, but I just found out the fee doesn't even include a driver. I can't believe I spent so much money and I have nothing to show for it.
Wait.
I'm okay.
Better than your usual. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I really like that one. And cool. then, hey, Doug, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Two.
To who?
Actually, it's to whom.
Oh my God. I'm going to stab you.
I get this every day. You guys only get this for like an hour a Wednesday.
I'm sorry, Chris.
This is every day. Awesome. And then he gets big pout pout fish if I don't laugh at it because they're terrible.
True. It's true.
This is the only way to end this show.
That's actually a good time to end it. Let's wrap it up. I'm Matt.
Well, hold on. Time out. Next week is Halloween. We're going to be trick-or-treating. So don't come here. Go out and get your own candy.
Don't come here.
Sure. We will be taking next week off because it is the Hallows Eve. And,
yes.
And we're going to be eating candy and egging houses and dressing up as sexy witches and cats. Chris is probably going to wear a costume with blackface on it.
Yeah.
Nope.
Look, that's what I said, but I mean, you're the one going through with it.
And you're keeping the beard, are you? Daring.
Oh, hey, here's Steven's chat joke. Why did the ghost not get the witch pregnant? He had a Halloweeny.
Oh, that's good.
That's hilarious.
You guys are the worst. And
why do you smell bad?
Why? Huh?
Covered in sheet.
Okay.
Hold on.
No. So next Wednesday, Halloween. Get some candy. Watch Halloween with
Chris, hold on. I don't want to tell my really gross one from earlier that made you guys go ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Watch Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis, the original. It's good.
What?
There's a new one also called Halloween. But also with Jamie Lee Curtis.
I'm going to go see that this weekend, I hope.
Yeah, me too.
I mainlined 9 of the 10 Halloween movies over the last week.
I'm sorry.
That is a steep fucking cliff to drop off of.
Yeah.
That is. It really is.
Also, that Rob Zombie one where Michael Myers is 7 feet tall and like 7 feet wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like his movies.
I don't either. I actually bought a box set that had the unrated director's cut, and there is a rape scene in there that I was not prepared for.
What?
Well, here's my I think like there's several different types of horror fans who all call this thing horror. And, like, that's just not my type of shit. Shock, really schlocky. Like, shock and shock. That's what I'm going to call it.
Hellbilly.
Yeah. And the hillbilly stuff. I'm just, like, not into it, you know. That Texas Chainsaw exclusively thing. The evolution of
that. I don't care for that at all.
Yeah.
Matt, have you found your terrible joke so we can log off?
No, I'm still looking. Calm down.
Jesus Christ.
I love you.
He's in rice.
I had it, Chris.
Can we talk about how Roman Reigns has leukemia?
Really?
Yeah.
Leukemia
as well. He's
a wrestler. And he's got leukemia, so he has to stop wrestling.
Somebody told me about this, and I was like, I have no idea who this person is. And
well,
he was the Universal Champion. He had to hand over... He basically handed over all his championship because he's got to go fight leukemia again.
He's gonna Superman punch leukemia.
Yeah,
I don't think that was Superman punching Chris.
This is his taunt. It's like loading a shotgun.
It's okay. Look, it's like this. Superman sees come all the way up to here, so he's gonna roll him down, and then you get.
It's like Henry Cavill loading his arms, but it's like this.
If he forgets to roll down his sleeves, that would be a lapse in his behavior. But he's a professional, so it's more of a pro lapse.
Oh my god.
Wow. Jesus.
All right, Chris, I'm going to end it on a classic. You ready?
Please, just finish it.
Where is happiness made?
Where?
At the Satisfactory.
All right, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye, everyone. Have a happy and safe Halloween.
Oh, bye, guys.
Halloween.
Bye.